SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Finally, it's here. Maraming salamat po sa lahat ng mga nagsuporta. Thank you for your patience. And talagang pinakahihintay natin to. I'm sure, you know, a lot of Filipinos are really proud.
Sinalubong ni Consul Commercial Alma Argayoso ng DTI Sydney ang humigit-kumulang 3 toneladang Philippine Carabao Mango sa isang warehouse sa Sydney Biyernes, 8 Setyembre 2023. Kwento nito, hindi man nasunod ang inaasahang pagdating ng unang batch ng mangga noong buwan ng Hunyo, subalit sinikap nilang makarating ang first batch ng mangga sa Australia sa mismong araw ng pagbisita ni Prime Minister Anthony Albanese sa Pilipinas.
It's a special shipment for this week, and we were really trying to see first how it would go and to really hurdle the protocol as agreed by the Philippines and Australia.
Mm-mm.
And soon, I think, because of the high demand, you know, of the really great interest from our Filipino community, but as well as Australians, we do hope that we could have more shipments this year and definitely next year for the winter season.
Ipinaliwanag ni Consul Argayoso sa gana sa mangga o maraming mango farms na mapagkukunan ng supply sa bansa sa buong taon. Subalit ang mga mangga mula sa Davao del Sur ang kanilang naipasok sa ngayon, lalo't may magandang koneksyon ang mga exporter dito. Kinakailangan kasi na accredited ng Department of Agriculture's Bureau of Plant Industry ang mango farms. Ipinapaintindi din nito na nasa listahan na nila ang maraming manggahan sa Pilipinas na posibleng magsusupply ng mangga sa Australia, sa New Zealand at iba pang karatig na bansa. Sa ngayon, ang pinakamahalaga, sabi ng konsul, ay matutulungan sa kanilang pamumuhay ang mga magsasaka.
Oh, they were very happy because, you know, prior to this kasi, the workers there, they're not really employed permanently.
Mm-hmm.
But because of this shipment, they had work on that day of the harvest. Plus, ito ding facility, yung sa VHT facility where we treated the mangoes, they didn't have a permanent job, but they had a job on the day that they were, you know, packing, sorting, boxing.
Mm-mm.
So there's really great optimism that, you know, it would continue and we would be able to provide jobs, permanent jobs to these people.
Mabibili sa $25 hanggang $40 kada kilo ang Carabao mangoes dito sa bansa. Subalit kwento ng exporter na si Zona Tan Shepard, hindi pa man ito nakarating sa Australia, ay sold out na ito. Lalo't marami ang online orders nila sa New South Wales, Queensland, Victoria, Western Australia at humahabol pa ang South Australia. Para sa mga orders, maaaring makipag-ugnayan sa tanggapan ng DTI Sydney o sa kanilang Facebook page.
Unfortunately, sold out, but we're taking interest on our website already for the next batch. So if anyone is interested, they can go over to the carabaomango.au website and let us know that you're interested and we'll definitely keep you informed. Demand's pretty good. I think the fact that it's an Asian tasting mango and it's got a different flavor from Australian mangoes, it has a very unique appeal. I have orders from Melbourne, from Queensland, from rural New South Wales, especially in areas where there are Filipinos living who can't have access to some of these things. So the fact that we do it online gives them the ability to order and have a bit of taste of home.
Ipinaalam ni Consul Argayoso, monitored nila ang presyo ng mangga. At sa ngayon, dapat maintindihan ng mga kababayan ang gasto sa unang batch ng pagpasok nito.
ano kasi siya, airflow ne, di ba? So it's really expensive. And plus, premium, it's really positioned as premium because it's different from the mangoes that we have here in Australia. We are known for our Carabao mangoes for a reason, right? So I guess yung presyo could be justified, but we are looking for ways in which partnerships, collaborations could be negotiated to really make the price a bit lower, you know.
Sa katunayan, ang Philippine Carabao mango ay kinilala sa Guinness Book of World Records noong 1995 na pinakamatamis at pinakamasarap na mangga sa buong mundo. Dahil dito, matagal nang ini-export sa mga bansa sa Hong Kong, Korea at Japan. Ang manggang ito ay kabilang din sa tinatawag na 7 premium products ng Pilipinas, kasama ng niyog, kakao, kape, saging, pinya at tuna na gustong ipasok at ibenta sa buong mundo.
Isa ito sa mga talagang pinakagusto natin na makapasok sa buong mundo, lalo na sa Australia. So, and because yung agriculture sector kasi, it's very close to us, you know, and also to the president. The president being the still the Secretary of Agriculture. So, maganda kasi yung backward and forward linkages niya, you know, that we're able to really help farmers kasama na dyan talaga din na by continuously exporting, our intention is to also attract investment so that we could improve and continuously innovate and other technologies that could really improve, prolong the shelf life of our products and to really be able to compete with other products to the rest of the world.
Umaasa si Consul Argayoso na tatangkilikin ito ng mga Filipino at ibahagi sa ibang lahi habang patuloy na nagsisikap ang DTI Sydney sa pakikipag-ugnayan sa iba para mas tumaas ang demand nito sa Australia.
Importante po na continuous ang ating support by also promoting it, you know, sa social media, by sharing it, by encouraging our friends, our co-workers, and also mga chefs and restaurants. We've talked to a few chefs sa mga high-end restaurants and we've asked them to experiment on some dishes that could be included in their menu.
At sa pagdating nga ng Philippine Carabao Mango sa Australia, napatunayan ni Consul Commercial Alma Argayoso.
So it's just really a matter of complying with the regulations. Mm-hmm. And this one proves that we're able to comply with Australia's regulations. Mm-hmm. And that means that if we're able to do this, we can go anywhere else in the world.
Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.